What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The North-South Highway is now gazetted, and the Traffic Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is cautioning motorists who will use the corridor to abide by the road code. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Excessive speeding, improper overtaking, and drivers failing to keep left or to keep near side continues to be the three main factors in most of our crashes and the eventualities of our crashes in terms of fatalities. And so we really want to implore our motoring public to stay within the prescribed speed limit. Employ the techniques that you have been taught with regards to overtaking.
Head of the Traffic and Highway Division in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, Senior Superintendent of Police, Calvin Allen. The north-south link of Highway 2000 from the Caymanas intersection in St. Catherine is now open to the motoring public, with the official opening scheduled for March 23. The following legs or segments have already been opened: Treadways to Manigue, Angels to Linstead, and Ocherius to Manigue. The highway, being built at a cost of $600 million, covers some 230 kilometers. It begins in the Caymanas Estate area of St. Catherine and runs to Maumee Bay in St. Anne, where it will join the existing North Coast Highway. SSP Allen says the North-South Highway has been officially gazetted, and he's cautioning users of the Caymanas corridor to abide by the road code and to make safety a priority.
The government department has now officially recognized this stretch of roadway as one which has met all the requirements to be used by the entire motoring public. The respective government ministries has done their necessary testing, and so the gazetting is basically an approval that these roadways have now met all the standards, all the requirements, and is now safe to be used by the motoring public, and therefore will function just like any other roadway.
SSP Allen says prior to the opening of the different segments of the highway, there was some ambiguity surrounding tickets being issued along the corridor.
Before the road is officially recognized, that is where motorists would question whether or not the officer would be legitimate in the old issuance of a ticket. And so we ensure that the roadways are gazetted, they are now approved, they have now met the standard with regards to all other roadways. And so the policeman or woman is quite legit to do so.
Given the dynamics of different areas of the road network on the highway, SSP Allen says it is important to obey all posted traffic signs and or markings on the road surface.
These nice, pretty roads that you have is not for you to be careless or reckless on, but for you to use them with responsibility, with discipline, with maturity, because we're still talking about road safety, the saving of your lives, the saving of the lives of other persons.
SSP Allen says all aspects of the Road Traffic Act will be strictly enforced, including the speed limit. And if you exceed the maximum speed limit, you will be ticketed.
We are ensuring that our officers are strategically positioned on these roadways to ensure conformity with the Road Traffic Act.
This will include the daily deployment of officers on mobile patrol.
The greater your speed, the less control you may have. It is always wise to stay within the bounds of the prescribed speed limit. It might just be what saves your life, the life of your passengers, and avoid other crashes with other road users.
Head of the Traffic and Highway Division in the JCF, Senior Superintendent of Police, Calvin Allen. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.